Chapter 7, Searching for Adventures. Every week there was a tournament at Camelot. I didn't like these fights, which I thought were boring, but everyone else enjoyed them very much. I always went because, as the king's minister, I was expected to go to public events. Men from all over the country came to take part in the tournaments, and they brought hundreds of supporters with them to watch. The combatant had to try to push his opponent off his horse. He could use any weapon he had to do this. Usually, he used a spear or a sword. If the combatant wasn't badly injured when he fell, he could get on his horse and try again. Everyone had a wonderful time, applauding and cheering when someone was pushed off his horse. They applauded even louder when someone got hurt. The more blood they saw, the better. I had been the king's minister for 2 years, and my newspaper, which now had several journalists, was doing quite well. I got one of my journalists to write about the tournaments for the newspaper. He did a very good job. At one of the tournaments, two knights, Sir Gareth and Sir Sagramore, were fighting. I liked Sir Gareth, and I hoped that he would win the fight. When Sir Gareth rode towards Sir Sagramore, pointing his spear at him, I became very excited and called out, "Kill him!" Unfortunately, Sir Sagramore heard this and was very angry. Sir Sagramore was pushed off his horse, and he lost the tournament. But he wasn't badly hurt. When he was able to stand up, he walked towards me and waved his sword in the air. "I am going to a distant country to search for the Holy Grail," he said. "The journey will take 4 years. When I return, I will fight you, boss. Be ready for me." "I'll be ready," I said. I knew that if I didn't agree to fight, people would think I was a coward. The king was worried that I would lose the fight with Sir Sagramore because he knew that I had never used a sword or a spear before. He decided that before Sir Sagramore returned, I would have to travel to search for ogres and dragons. If I learned to fight them, I would be able to fight Sir Sagramore. I didn't expect to meet any ogres or dragons, but I couldn't argue with the king. One day, a girl came to the castle to speak to the king. She said that 45 princesses were prisoners in a big castle, and that they had been prisoners in the castle for 26 years. The castle belonged to 3 ogres, each of whom had 4 arms and 1 eye. All the knights of the Round Table believed this ridiculous story. They never thought of asking how the ogres had found so many princesses, how the princesses had got to the castle, or how the girl had escaped from the castle. The knights all wanted to rescue the princesses, and they argued for hours about who was going to do it. The king, however, decided that this was the perfect mission for me. I asked Clarence to bring the girl to me so that I could question her and find out the truth. "What is your name?" I asked her.
"Alessandre Le Carteloise," she replied.
"Are your parents alive?" I asked.
"I don't know, because I have also been a prisoner in the castle for many years," she replied.
"Where is this castle with the 45 princesses in it?"
"I can't explain how to get there," she replied. "The road isn't straight."
"Oh, this is a waste of time," I said angrily. I realized I had no choice and asked Alessandre to show me the way to the castle herself. Before we left, the knights gave me advice about how to kill ogres and dragons. Then they helped me get into my armor. I decided to take my pipe and tobacco with me, so I put them, with my money, inside a small leather bag which I tied to my armor. The king and the court all came to say goodbye and wish me luck. I had trouble walking in my armor, so the knights carried me out and put me on my horse. Then they gave me a spear. I felt very stupid and uncomfortable. Alessandre climbed up onto her horse, and we were ready to go. Everyone waved goodbye, and we rode away. After a few hours of traveling, I was getting very hot and uncomfortable inside my armor. As I moved up and down on my horse, I sounded like a set of dishes. My back started to itch, and then my leg, but I couldn't get my hand inside the armor to scratch myself. It was terrible. To make things worse, a fly got in through the bars of my helmet and sat on my nose. I couldn't open the front of my helmet to let the fly out, so I had to shake my head from side to side. The fly moved from my nose to my mouth, from my mouth to my ear, and back to my nose. Each time it sat in a different place, it bit me, until I couldn't stand it anymore. Finally, I gave in, and asked Elisan to help me take off my helmet. She took it to a stream and filled it with water, which I poured inside my armor to cool me down. I put my helmet back on, and we continued on our way. I was feeling much better now, and I decided that it would be very relaxing to smoke my pipe. I lit it and put it inside the bars of my helmet. Suddenly, Alassane shouted, "Defend yourself, sir!" I looked up and saw seven knights staring at me. They were pointing their spears towards me in a very unfriendly way. At that moment, smoke started pouring out of my helmet, and the knights pulled their horses back in fear.
"It's a dragon!"
one of the knights shouted. They watched me for a while and discussed what to do next. It is every knight's dream to fight a dragon and win, and these knights did not want to miss this opportunity. They turned their horses towards me and held up their spears. I told Alassane to ride away as quickly as she could, but she got off her horse and walked towards the knights. She said something to them that made them look at me for a few seconds. Then I saw them riding away. I was very surprised. "What did you say to them?" I asked.
"I told them that you were the boss," she said. They were very frightened when they heard this. "I told them that they should go immediately to King Arthur's court to become your prisoners."
I was very pleased with Alisande. She was going to be a useful travel partner.